online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Heavy rains continuing to cause problems in Kent this lunchtime, with a number of flood alerts in place. They're covering areas including the Upper River Stour around Ashford and Darrant from Dartford. Ian Nunn is from the Environment Agency.
The river levels are increasing. We're expecting agricultural land, low-lying areas to start to flood during today. So if you are in an area close to one of our flood warning zones, stay informed.
A yellow weather warning's been issued for heavy rain and winds that could reach more than 50 miles an hour. It's causing some travel disruption across the county, with a number of fallen trees and difficult driving conditions. Southeastern are warning of possible delays and cancellations on the trains today. Meantime, there are delays of up to 2 hours on ferry services from Dover because of bad conditions in the Channel. Sky's weather presenter Isabel Lang says there is some good news ahead, though.
It does perk up, thankfully, on Tuesday. A bit of an interlude of some rain midweek. And actually, as we head towards the bank holiday weekend, although there are still uncertainties and it's a long way away, there are hints of something a bit better, a bit warmer, a bit drier.
Keep listening to KM FM for the latest travel updates.
KM FM News.
The Home Secretary says he'll look carefully at the government's immigration policy to ensure people are treated with respect. The Prime Minister's chosen Sajid Javid to replace Amber Rudd. She stepped down after admitting to inadvertently misleading MPs about whether the government had deportation targets. Mr. Javid says sorting out the Windrush scandal is top of his to-do list.
The most urgent task I have is to help those British citizens that came from the Caribbean, the so-called Windrush generation, and make sure that they are all treated with the decency and the fairness that they deserve.
An investigation's underway following a sex attack in Canterbury. A woman's told police she was inappropriately touched after being approached by a man as she walked along Guildhall Street in the early hours of Friday the 13th. The suspect's described as white with blonde hair. Sainsbury's says its merger with Asda will allow it to cut prices by as much as 10%. It set out the details of the £13 billion tie-up, although the Competition and Markets Authority says it's likely the deal will need to be reviewed. Bosses insist no stores will close. Retail expert Richard Lim says it could be a challenging time for suppliers.
There's many small suppliers that can see this as a real opportunity to drive a much larger contract with the new group. But of course, the reason for this deal is to push through operational efficiencies. So essentially that will mean driving down those unit costs for the goods that they're buying in.
A man's been jailed for at least 24 years for murdering his 7-year-old daughter in southwest London. Robert Peters strangled Sophia with a dressing gown cord at his home in Wimbledon last November. The 56-year-old initially denied murdering her, but changed his plea on the third day of his trial. A woman's been taken to hospital after a car crashed into a house in Canterbury. Emergency services were called to Zealand Road just before 11:30 this morning. The driver, who's in her 70s, isn't thought to be seriously hurt. Meantime, three people are recovering in hospital after a car crashed into a ditch on the Isle of Sheppey. The blue Mitsubishi came off Lower Road in Eastchurch after colliding with another car on Saturday morning. Investigators want to hear from anyone who saw what happened. The injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Almost one in four cancer patients referred to hospital by doctors in West Kent haven't been seen within the suggested time, according to new figures. Just over 76% had started receiving treatment within 2 months last year, below the government target of 85%. Cancer Research UK is blaming staff shortages. The West Kent Clinical Commission Group say improving the length of waits a priority. An investigation's underway after a 14-year-old boy had his bicycle stolen during a robbery in Ashford. He was approached by a young man who threatened him and took the stunt bike in Beaver Road 3 weeks ago. Police say it's only just been reported to them. Officers are keen to hear from anyone with information about the incident. And TV licence fees are being temporarily waived for the royal wedding. It means Harry and Meghan's marriage on the 19th of May can be screened at town halls and street parties for no extra charge.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and it probably won't surprise you to hear there won't be any play at Canterbury today, where Kent are taking on Pakistan. Kent are on 39 for one after the tourists made 168 on the opening day. There wasn't any action yesterday either because of the bad weather. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.